Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning the use of beef semen in creating crossbred calves on your dairies. A lot of times we have an excess of heifers on our dairy farms, so as we look at our culling rates, we realize that our heifer herd does not need to be quite as large as it might be at the current time. So one of the ways we can reduce the size of the number of replacement heifers we're raising is to use some beef semen in some of our breedings. This will create crossbred calves. So what are the current trends that are going on in our industry as far as how beef semen is being used on dairies across the United States? As we look at how we utilize those beef sires in our herd, heifers receive the least amount of beef semen, usually only about 18% of the breedings on the farms that were surveyed. As you look at first lactation animals, about 41% of the breedings were associated with beef sires, and second and greater lactation, about 60%. So there seems to be a trend that we see an increase in the use of beef semen on older animals as opposed to younger animals. There was also some interesting things reported concerning the use of beef semen based on the number of services. In heifers, farmers surveyed usually waited until after 2.9 services before switching to beef sire. However, when you look at the data for the cows, only about 2.3 services before switching to beef sire. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.